This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can almost feel the butthurt out there about Bernie Sanders endorsing Hillary Clinton today in, well, what was expected to be an endorsement, I guess. I think it was Portsmouth, New Hampshire High School. They had some sort of an event, and they had a banner behind them, Stronger Together.
Oh!
By the way, with you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And, of course, you can join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we're going to shift away from the Bernie Sanders stuff, but we'll get some, you know, kind of responses from folks first about this.
Speaking of, actually, you know what? Speaking of my name, Johnson.
Yes.
If you happen to be gullible enough to think that Bernie Sanders is a great candidate, there's another option out there for you. Gary Johnson.
Well, Gary Johnson is probably the least bad of all of the presidential candidates.
I mean, if you're really gullible enough to think that this political system will ever work, ever, then you might as well vote for Gary Johnson. Because, you know, if you thought Bernie Sanders was a good choice, you're probably not that smart.
So, you know, I don't know if it doesn't mean people are smart. People can be
gullible is what, gullible, really what I'm thinking of. But, you know, that kind of gullible. I find that people with less intelligence tend to be more easily fooled into things.
I think there's a large amount of people who want to be taken care of. And that doesn't mean that they couldn't be intelligent in some ways, like, you know, they might know how to fix a car or, you know, they're an expert at some sort of construction project or whatever. But ultimately, they, you know, they like the idea of being taken care of from cradle to grave to some extent.
Everyone else is irresponsible. I'm the only one who can make my own choices.
Well, there are certainly people who think that way. And so they want people like Bernie Sanders to put everyone else in line and give them free education and health care and everything else for free, free, free.
But everything's free. Yeah.
But of course, it's not really free because somebody's got to pay for it. And usually that ends up being, well,
you know what else is free? My love for Hillary.
The productive class. Now, did you actually see the endorsement today?
No.
I did not. There's multiple stories out here about Bernie Sanders supporters are being described as furious and heartbroken, among a bunch of angry adjectives. They are frustrated with this man.
I can't believe that he would support the state.
Speaking to a crowd in New Hampshire on Tuesday, the senator from Vermont thanked the 13 million people who voted for him during the primaries, but he noted he didn't secure enough delegates to win the nomination. Quote, "It's not enough to win the nomination. Hillary Clinton goes into the convention with a lot more delegates."
He didn't even win enough delegates to beat her in, you know, voter delegates. She was not only the, you know, the de facto solution, you know, being put on by the Democratic Party shills, you know, the installed creeps and cretins that run that particular circus, but she was also, you know, not the popular, you know, he was not the popular selection either. You know, like, she won by public opinion.
It was a lot closer, though, on the popular vote. If you get rid of the superdelegates, it was a lot closer.
Oh, yeah, it would have been a lot closer, but she still was winning. It would have been really a lot more interesting if he had been winning the popular vote, but losing in delegates. That would have made things interesting, but that wasn't what was happening.
If she didn't, I don't know. I didn't follow the delegates real closely, so I know that if you factor out the superdelegates who were sort of these party adherents, these, you know, longtime Democrat people that have been in and involved in the various different local parties for a long time and would likely be loyal to Hillary Clinton. If you factored them out, then it might have been a contested convention. I don't know. I don't have the numbers in front of me, and I don't follow along with the details of exactly how all that works. But let me go on with a little more a few more quotes from old Bernie here. He took the stage in New Hampshire today. He says Secretary Clinton has won the Democratic nominating process, and I congratulate her. She will be the Democratic nominee for president. I intend to do everything I can to make sure she is the next president of the United States. He further said, there is no doubt in my mind that as we head into November, Hillary Clinton is the best candidate.
What we really need is a leader that is from the 1%. 1% is who should be running this country. Absolutely. It's very important that the 1% be the president of the United States.
That's actually a pretty good Bernie impression. But he is turning against his supporters here. I mean, he created this.
Of course he is. Because he's a politician.
Yeah. Well, and he's first and foremost beholden to the man. He's beholden to the political process, the two-party political process. The Green Party reached out to him.
Because they, what's the other option? Is Trump. We have to prevent the Trump victory.
No, the other... The other option, Bernie, is, you know, alternatives to the Democrats and the Republicans. The Green
Party. There are no alternatives.
Apparently not. He doesn't want people to know about Jill Stein and the Green Party out there, who honestly would be a pretty good home for a lot of the Bernie people.
I guess.
I mean, look, they're not libertarians, but Bernie's supporters aren't really libertarians either.
I mean, I just would like to actually see a third party do something, so I don't really want to promote another party. I just, you know, I don't want to split it up. But to me, it's like, okay, I'll actually promote, even though I don't think Gary Johnson's a good choice for president, I'd promote Gary. He's like light years ahead of either Trump or Clinton.
Well,
so if you're
going
to promote something, promote the Libertarian Party. It is the third choice, you know, like, if you want to go with that particular paradigm. But, you know, at least it would break up this duopoly.
Well, and, you know, to at least credit where credit is due, I mean, I'm no fan of Gary Johnson or William Weld, who are the vice president or the presidential and vice presidential nominees for the Libertarian Party. They're former Republicans. But at the very least, those guys were willing to break ranks from the Republican Party and join a third party.
Right.
The Green Party reached out to Sanders and said, hey, you know, look, come on board, get behind Jill Stein's candidacy, and whatever.
I'm not agreed because I only support blue bloods.
All the evidence shows you're absolutely right about that. And that's what's disappointing the Bernie Sanders supporters. They really believe, just like the Obama supporters believed that Obama was going to bring hope and change,
right.
The Bernie supporters really believed this guy was some sort of anti-establishment character. And... You know, he played that card, and he played it over and over again. They branded his campaign as this.
And I feel bad making all the, you know, anybody who's listening is a Bernie Sanders supporter. I am. I'm just mocking you.
You shouldn't be surprised.
I really shouldn't.
I mean, look, I understand.
I'm sorry for you.
No, I understand that a lot of his supporters are young. And so, if you're young, then you have the excuse of, well, I didn't know.
I was rooting for him just because of my pure hatred for Hillary. But that's it, you know, like... That's the only reason. You know, this comes as absolutely no surprise whatsoever.
No, I totally agree. Right. I mean, everybody who's been paying attention should have known that Bernie Sanders was going to endorse Hillary Clinton. I mean, come on. It's clear that he is beholden to the power of the state and the people who are in charge up there, whoever they are, whether it's the Bilderbergers or some secretive skull and bones group or no one whatsoever, just the people who are elected to office and that there's no one above them. Whoever it is up there. His bread gets buttered in D.C. He's been there for, you know, he's a fixture there. How many, what, two decades or something like that? He's been in politics in Vermont before that, and then he ended up being a senator, or I think he was a representative and then a senator, and now he ran for president. I mean, you don't stick around that long in D.C. for the most part, like, you know, maybe with the exception of Ron Paul.
I mean, the only thing that I can grant Bernie Sanders is that he seemed to, like, he did some pretty good stuff during the civil rights movement, you know, in terms of being an actual activist.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. There you go. That was, what, 50 years ago?
Yeah. But, hey, at least he did it at all.
Sure. Okay,
that's
great.
More than
credit
you can say for, like, most
for
politicians
Hillary Clinton
and
or something.
People.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll give Bernie credit, too, for being, at the very least, some sort of a flashpoint to create a large movement of people who are not satisfied with the system. I mean, to some extent... That he tapped into that. It was out there since, let's say, Occupy Wall Street, for instance. It's a lot of, I'm guessing, a lot of the same people who were behind Occupy Wall Street were behind the Sanders campaign, just, you know, based on knowing some of the folks from Occupy. It seems like Sanders would be their particular choice. But ultimately, he squandered it completely at this point. These people are upset. Here's some of the responses from Twitter. Plastic Rabbit says, ha, 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 Sanders endorses Hillary effing Clinton. Way to sell out, Bernie. America, Dr. Jill Stein is your only hope. Silver Fox, says, Bernie just endorsed Hillary. Welp, y'all ready to drown America? Chris Kiesling writes, Bernie Sanders looks like he'd rather be dead than give a speech endorsing Hillary Clinton. Well, I guarantee you, well, I guess I can't guarantee it. I suppose somebody could have put a, you know, could have put a gun in his back and forced him to do it, but come on. He's part of the establishment, and you know it. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
In the mind...
Talk Live. Join us on the radio, toll free here, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bernie Sanders. Oh, wait, John.
Do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker or more than one. And you know that people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. That's LibertyStickers.com. People are mad at Bernie. He's embraced that establishment that he talked so much S about during his campaign, and now he has fully endorsed Hillary Clinton, according to The Daily Caller and about a zillion other articles about this. He says basically cedes the nomination to her, congratulates her for being the Democratic nominee, and he further says, quote, "I intend to do everything I can to make sure she is the next president of the United States." Further saying that there is no doubt in my mind that as we head into November, Hillary Clinton is the best candidate. And apparently, according to some of the tweets that came afterward, Bernie, when he endorsed Hillary, people started crying and leaving the rally. Another tweet from Christopher Woods: "How can Bernie rant against corporate America, money and politics and the rest, and then endorse Hillary? Fraud." Lord Bizdanov says, "Bernie Sanders said all this S about Hillary and then endorsed her. Did y'all really think he was going to do the S he said once in office?" And that's another great point. You know, as I was saying before, Johnson, you've got a bunch of young people getting behind Bernie Sanders, and you can forgive them, right? They are new. They're 18, 19, 20, right. 21 years old. This is probably their first time they've paid attention to an election. They heard all this buzz about this nice old man who is fighting against the establishment. And, you know, nobody likes the establishment, certainly not young people. So they got excited. They packed stadiums, just like with Ron Paul. They loved this guy.
Young, dumb, and full of hope and change.
So if you want to share your thoughts here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
What was Bernie's slogan? I know Hillary's is like moving forward or something like.
Ooh, it was some sort of thing about down with the establishment. I don't remember. that's how he was marketed, at least.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the slogan was. 1%. But I'm sure you can check out his website and find that out if you want. Bernie, you are my only hope. Fam, is that what it says? Yeah, fam. What the actual F? Now I dislike.
Yeah, you've never heard that expression before, fam?
No.
It's the young people slang that's being used a lot now, though. It's like fam.
Is it like dog?
Calling, yeah, kind of like calling everybody fam.
Dude?
Now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What the actual F, I now dislike Hillary even more. I voted so hard for you. From Evan Twisp.
Well, Hillary is your new family now.
Senator Sanders offered a full-throated endorsement of Hillary Clinton on Tuesday, according to the New York Times.
Full-throated, yes, he certainly did.
It's well written. Urging his supporters to get behind the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, but many of his most loyal followers are just not feeling it yet. Disappointment in Sanders cascaded across the internet as he embraced his former rival, describing her as a comrade in the fight to overhaul a rigged campaign finance system.
That's right. It's a rigged economy. That's what it is. I love that ad.
Now she's a comrade. Before she was the enemy. Before she was, you know, the highest example or the lowest example, depending on how you want to look at it, of the establishment, of an establishment candidate.
In case you weren't aware that it was a rigged election system, I'm here to prove it to you by becoming the main part of this system.
You mean the main pawn?
The main pawn in the game, a part of the system, a cog in the machine, if you will.
Worshipping at the feet of his queen. So, sadness was most evident on a Facebook page for Bernie Sanders, I guess his official one, /Bernie Sanders, where the Vermont senator explained his decision in a message titled "Forever Forward" that drew responses infused with a skeptical refrain, "Never Hillary." Cesar Augusto Diaz, Sanders supporter from New York, says, "You broke my heart and betrayed the left, Senator Sanders." Daniel Whitfield of Discovery Bay, California, insisted the political revolution, that's what it was, a political revolution, is what he kept talking about. It's, and, you know, revolution means to go back around to what was before.
Yeah.
So really, it's what you got.
Basically,
right?
What his slogan was then was "Make America Great Again,"
or have another Clinton in office.
I mean, really, all their slogans are the same thing. It's a revolution. It's like, let's just do everything over again.
Sanders had championed, did not have to end just because the senator had given up. However, he said voting for Mrs. Clinton was not an option. Intelligent Bernie supporters will never support her just because she stands for everything we're fighting against, he said. Now, this is, I believe, Daniel Whitfield, not Bernie. Daniel said, just because Bernie has left our movement does not mean it's over.
Bernie certainly left a movement, all right.
Well, you know, let's look at that statement, because Ron Paul also left the movement. He's decided that it was time after his last presidential go-through in the year 2012. He's still out there. He's still doing Ron Paul things, but he's not leading a movement in the same way that it was perceived that he was when he was a candidate. Now, of course, Ron Paul would be the first person to say he didn't lead anybody. It was all, you know, all the campaigning that was done, the Ron Paul blimp and the various other media efforts and all that, was all created by his fans and the fanatics and the people out there. Ernie Hancock, I think, was behind the whole Levolution phrasing, where they flipped the revolution of letters around and it's Levolution.
Phrasing.
Yeah. And so this is similar, right? So you've got Bernie Sanders. He's leaving. That doesn't mean it's over for his movement, but without having this figurehead to stand behind, you're going to lose a lot of people for whatever reason. People are just that way. They want to find somebody to lead them. They want someone to tell them the way it's going to be. I don't think that we as libertarians really have an appreciation for that, because we don't want to lead anybody anywhere for the most part.
They're looking for somebody to tell them that Mexico will pay for that wall.
Some backers,
this is the way it's going to be.
Sanders suggested they would give Clinton a chance in order to stop Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee. Others rejected the idea of having to choose between the lesser of two evils and suggested they would give a third party a chance. Some of the lesser-known candidates running for president sought to capitalize on the moment. Jill Stein, the Green Party's presidential nominee, sent out a barrage of Twitter posts as Sanders made his endorsement, arguing that Clinton's policies were antithetical to a liberal progressive agenda. Stein wrote on Twitter, quote, despite Hillary's penchant for flip-flopping rhetoric, she spent decades serving the causes of Wall Street, war, and Walmart economy. And Gary Johnson, the Libertarian Party's presidential nominee, made his own pitch to supporters of Mr. Sanders, who are not sold on Clinton. He wrote, quote, if joining Senator Sanders in the Clinton establishment isn't a good fit, there is another option. And then pound after the burn. I guess I've seen pound after burn as well, which is kind of cute. For those who believe that Mr. Sanders still had a chance to snatch the nomination at the convention in Philly, it was too soon after his endorsement to consider alternatives. It would take time for the mix of anger and disbelief to subside. Jessica Watrous Boyer of Westerly, Rhode Island, wrote on Sanders' Facebook page, quote, you chose her over us? Truly shocked and saddened by this.
Of course I chose her. She's got money. What do you have?
Toll-free number. All they've got is a vote. That's not worth anything to him. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. How you feeling after old Bernie's announcement today? You can join us.
Join the 1%.
On Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. Bernie Sanders endorsing Hillary Clinton. Although I heard later today that he still hasn't actually pulled out of the race, which is kind of weird. I really don't understand.
What?
Yeah, I don't. That's what. Well, I mean, Daryl W. Perry's somebody who follows this stuff very, very closely. So I suspect, you know, he was not misinformed about that. So you've got Bernie saying things on stage about how he, quote, intends to do everything he can to make sure she's the next president of the United States, and that Hillary Clinton is the best candidate. He says there's no doubt in his mind that
she's the
best. But
I need to still be in the race in case she gets indicted.
I don't know what that's all about. Why wouldn't he pull out of the actual primary? That part is confusing to me, given that he doesn't have enough of the delegates to actually possibly win, but I suppose you're right. If by some miracle,
you might find out she murdered somebody. I mean, who knows? She's
could
like,
be.
She is Frank Underwood.
She's been
she's
sick,
the,
I guess.
You know, woman version. Yeah,
maybe she'll keel over dead. I don't know. Either way, it really doesn't matter the fact that he's staying in the race. His supporters are livid about this. There's posts everywhere. And Johnson, as you pointed out, no one should be surprised about this. At least no one who's been paying attention for a little while. So you can forgive the young people who were getting behind the Sanders campaign.
I don't know. I don't feel like I was that ignorant when I was 18. I just don't, you know. Like.
Well, I'd like to think that way, too, but I don't know. I'd have to have 18-year-old me sitting here to interview him and see exactly how ignorant that he was.
I mean, when I was 18, I knew, you know, who Edwin Meese was and knew all about the Reagan scandals and all that stuff.
So. I was a libertarian at that age myself. And so, you know, maybe this will end up being a good thing for the Green Party. Maybe they'll be able to roll some of the Bernie Sanders voters into their campaign. I've heard that they may not be on more than 40 state ballots this year, so I don't know how their petitioning process is going to go. But as you said, Johnson, you know, promoting the Libertarian Party is probably the best fallback option for these folks, because even though you could argue they would better fit with the Green Party, at the very least, some of them might look at the Libertarians. They might actually consider them as another option because they're so turned off by Hillary Clinton. Right. And I think it would be interesting to see some sort of poll of Bernie Sanders supporters. What are you going to do now? What percentage of them is going to reluctantly fall in line and go ahead and vote for Hillary Clinton? What percentage will go ahead and vote for a third party?
And the other question in my mind is does his brand of socialism, I mean, is it actually going to have any kind of effect on the Democratic Party? Because there are so many rabid supporters, you know? Like, is Hillary Clinton going to be like, now,
yeah, we need to get rid of the 1%, ha ha! You know, like.
Of course not. That'll probably be the last time you ever hear the 1% mentioned, unless it comes from Jill Stein's mouth from the Green Party. So he's fully going and throwing his support behind the establishment candidate, which basically is also throwing his supporters under the bus. I mean, that's really what he's done here, is, and one of the supporters was right when they said that, you know, he chose her over us.
Right.
I mean, where he was going to go from here...
It was a very lucrative arrangement. She paid me.
It's just like Ron Paul, where he's getting so old. I don't know how old Sanders is, but he doesn't look young. He's got to be up in his, you know, mid to late 70s, I'm thinking.
I need a retirement plan.
You know, you get that old, it's time to call it a day. He's not going to be a senator anymore after this, right? Because I don't know... Did he file in Vermont? Because I know that Rand Paul did... But that's because he wasn't realistically expecting to get the nomination for president.
It was a very good deal. The Clintons sold me Monica Lewinsky.
I don't know. Is he even into women? Bernie Sanders?
I don't know. I think so. I mean, I don't know, though. Doesn't he have a wife?
He does, married? But I don't know if they actually
are together. Oh, you think she's a beard?
Could be. So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to shift gears, get away from all the political stuff, because it is what it is, right? Nobody should be surprised by this. He's getting behind the establishment, and the fix is in. The fix was in from the very beginning in all this. As one of his supporters, former supporters, rightfully points out, what made you think he was actually going to do what he said he was going to do? Even if he got in, you know, even if he did win the nomination, he's just a politician. He's probably lying. And sure enough, he was, because now he's embraced Hillary. So you've got a story, Johnson, about dating. We're going to go in a completely different direction here.
You know, when Bernie goes on his first date with Monica after...
That would be awkward.
He makes good on the arrangement. You know, I don't. What did she offer? I mean, there has to be some. I'm sure there's some sort of deal.
What did he offer? Hillary or Monica?
Offer Bernie.
Oh, okay.
Hillary offer Bernie. I mean, what, you know?
Something behind the scenes, I guess.
Who knows? You know, for him to actually endorse her and just like, I'm just gonna set all my supporters on fire.
Yeah, it must have been something. Nice.
I don't want to win an election ever again. Well, you know.
I saw that he was driving some fancy car, so it's not like he's a poor man. He's well taken care of.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't anything, really. Maybe
but
it was
he's
just
not the 1%.
Maybe a cabinet position.
Don't accuse him of that.
Maybe she's going to nominate him for Secretary of State or some sort of position like that.
Who knows? Yep.
All right, so where's the story coming from? We got a completely different story here. This is about dating. It's about
Life Hacker.
First dates.
Yes.
Things that can go wrong and
it's
commonly
the,
do.
The worst first date mistakes and how to bounce back from them.
All right.
I just, you know, I like the advice post. That's my sort of bailiwick here for things that I like to talk about. And, you know, this has struck me as a good one. Online dating has made meeting people easier than ever.
It sure has.
But that also means one little mistake can mean the difference between a second date and someone moving on to the next match. Hmm. From forgetting your wallet to going in for the kiss at the wrong time, a first date is a minefield.
Yeah.
Here are some very common first date snafus and how to recover when they happen to you.
All right, excellent. And how many of them? 10 of them? Or just a random amount?
Is random amount.
Okay, got it. So it's not like a top 10 list.
No. Okay. You're late for a very important date.
Not a good idea.
You should always leave early for a first date or any meetup for that matter. Even so, the saying goes, if I'm the world and I don't give an S about your plans and life can get in the way, when you're running a little behind your best efforts, not all is lost. There's still something you can do to stay in your date's good graces.
Vanessa, even if you're running late.
Yeah. Vanessa Marin, licensed marriage and family therapist and Life Hacker contributor, suggests that you send an apologetic text as soon as you realize you're going to be late.
Yep.
Again, not when you're already late, as soon as you realize the inevitability of being late. You, if you can, give them an ETA and overshoot how long they'll have to wait for you. As Adrian Fernham, PhD, professor of psychology at the University College of London in the Norwegian Business School, explains, people don't mind waiting as much if they know how long they'll have to wait and if their wait ends up being shorter than expected. Marin recommends...
This is a business tip, too. I mean, for anybody late for anything, these are good ideas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay in communication with the person...
I'm sure most of these could probably also apply to business. I mean, because it's just... I mean, that's what a first date is it's kind of like almost like the beginning of a business transaction.
Yeah, well, that's true. And what a terrible first impression to be late to something that was supposed to be important.
Your time doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, it's just really bad.
Or it's
I'm more important than you are.
Right. And at the very least, it's an indicator this person is not taking this very seriously.
Right.
Or it's an indicator of chronic tardiness.
Right.
And that's also something that isn't a particularly desirable trait.
Yeah. Marin also recommends you apologize again once you arrive. Apologize once you get there as well. You can even use the situation to set up a second date if the first one goes well. Say something like, I really owe you one for being late today. Would you let me make it up to you by taking you on a killer second date?
That's pretty smooth.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta give credit for that one. I don't know how often it'll work.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt to try.
Oh, yeah. You should intentionally show up late to try this
try to get a second date.
No. Dating columnist and Kotaku contributor, Dr. Nerdlove, suggests that you dig a little deeper if you get that second chance. Check Waze or Google Maps to see what the traffic is like as it gets closer to your meeting time. Google Maps even estimates departure times and your commute using historic traffic data. And take a few minutes to familiarize yourself with the area, streets, and possible parking zones so you're not scrambling for a spot when you arrive.
Hmm.
If you're running late because something really bad happened, your car broke down, you're being asked to work late, your family you've got a family emergency, etc., just cancel and reschedule. You don't want to make them wait for more than 15 to 20 minutes max, and you certainly don't want to meet them while you're in a bad mood because of work
got
hold of you, etc., etc. Just let them know as soon as the problem pops up.
More tips on the way here on how to not screw up the first date, or maybe save yourself if you do. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you've got a related story about a late first date. You want to share that with us? You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free and joining us here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're talking about some big mistakes that people can make on a first date and how to avoid them, or in the case of the first one, there were some tips on what to do if you do end up
making how to rebound from it.
That mistake, and that first mistake was being late. You don't want to show up late for a first date. You don't want to show up late for a job interview. You generally just don't want to show up late for anything in life, or else you'll get the reputation of not really being too caring about other people's time. And if you want people to care about your time, you've got to show them the same respect. So we're going to continue with that list, but maybe you want to tell us a story that's related about a terrible late first date or how you managed to save one. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Or if it was terrible for any other reason.
Sure, and we're going to get to some of the other ones here in a moment. Also, bizarre video now on YouTube that I found on social media. We're going to be posting it on our Facebook and Twitter here in moments. It's of George Bush at this, ceremony for the Dallas cops that got shot last week. And he's very strangely dancing. In what is supposed to be a very somber kind of ceremony, he starts kind of swaying back and forth in a fairly noticeable manner and then sort of picks up his feet and he's sort of like dancing in place there and joking it up with Michelle Obama as well. It's kind of bizarre behavior. I'll go ahead and post that.
I'm not even aware of my situation here. What's going on? What's my circumstances?
So, yeah, you can see that for yourself over the Free Talk Live Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com or twitter.freetalklive.com. Now let's get back into the list here of things that people screw up on a first date.
I'm just thinking of them playing, what was it, Taps, the funeral? Like, isn't that what the song that they played?
No, it's not, that's not what they were playing.
Taps is the morning song. Like,
correct.
What's the...
I'll give you the actual audio here if you want.
Well, no, I'm just wondering, what's that, the song that they play at funeral? You know, that... It's like the funeral dirge.
That's probably what it's called, the funeral
dirge. I'm just imagining Bush being like, yeah, that's my jam.
This is what they were playing. Just having a good old time there.
He's dancing to this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's kind of swaying to it. No one else is swaying. His wife starts swaying.
This isn't very somber of a song to be playing. This is not the funeral dirge.
No, it's not a funeral dirge.
I mean, they're playing Glory, Glory, Hallelujah. They're why are they playing this? It's not a bad choice.
I don't know.
Whatever.
It almost looks like he's trying to kiss Michelle Obama there. I don't know. Anyway, it's pretty awkward. You can check that out.
Right.
So, going on. First dates.
Well, George Bush will need these on his tips. He'll need these tips on his first date with Michelle Obama. Especially this one. You're not sure if it's a date or not.
Ooh.
It's hard to have a great first date if you don't actually know if it's a date. This is less of a problem if you met the person through an online dating service. Obviously, you're both there to find a date. But it's a fairly common issue when meeting friends of friends or even spending alone time with someone who's already a friend. Either way, get this figured out as quickly as possible, says Marin. If you can get some clarification before you meet, do so. If not, don't let too much time pass before you ask once you meet up. It's awkward to bring it up. But
I mean, so you do it in advance. You say something simple like, is this a date we're going on? Or something like that. Just going to throw it right out there.
Yep.
I mean, you can't really beat around the bush at something like that, right?
Because exactly.
If it's not a date, then you want to make sure you know that so you don't go too far.
Right.
And if it is a date, then that sort of sets different parameters of what's possible.
Right. You know, they go on, they say it's awkward to bring up, but it'll only get worse as time passes. You know, that's the big thing. After you've said hello and settled in, something like, I've been really looking forward to spending more time with you, but I have to admit, I wasn't sure if we were hanging out as friends or if this was a date. You know, that's the way they phrase it. Be prepared for their answer to go either way. If they say yes, great. If they say no, at least you know the pressure's off. You're better off talking about it like an adult.
Totally agree.
Yeah. The next one here, you've run out of things to say, or you've been talking nonstop. A good first date should be like good radio. no dead air. Sure, there will be a few commercial breaks here and there, but unless you're staring into each other's eyes while a love song plays for the audience, you guys should be actively engaged with one another. You're trying to get to know each other, and you can't do that if you don't talk. So when your old friend
sounds really awkward.
Yeah, if your old friend Awkward Silence jumps in as the third wheel, Nerd Love suggests that you use some open-ended question prompts like, tell me about, they put in like a sign there to like it's like a variable in programming. What's the best part of, so these are questions, you know, that you obviously fill in.
Questions where the answer is not going to be yes or no.
Right, exactly.
Something the person can expound upon, something that presumably is about something they're interested in.
And if you can get them talking about themselves, that's what you're
then you win.
Is. Yeah, that's what you're really.
Yeah, that's so true. And this is also another true one with business. This is something they'll teach you in sales techniques.
Right.
If the customer is, or what you want to be the customer, your prospect in sales, is talking more than you are, you're winning the sale. Yeah. If you as a salesperson are doing the majority of the talking, then you're losing the
sale. It also can be a huge hint, too. Like if somebody, like if you try to get somebody to talk about themselves and they won't talk about themselves with you, that's probably a big indicator that they are not into you.
You know? Yeah, like, I would say that's
and
true.
And it's the worst thing ever to be around someone who's like, you're trying to talk to them and they don't want to talk about anything or talk to you or ask you.
Why are they
with you? Questions, and they don't want to talk about themselves. It's just like,
if I were out on a date with somebody like that, I would wonder if they had some sort of mental imbalance or were a federal agent or something like that. Like, most people want to talk about themselves.
Right.
So for someone to not talk about themselves.
I have to make up a backstory now? So, you know, those darn federal agents.
If you want to tell an awkward date story, you can call us up here toll-free. 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm.
Although, did you, you know, sorry, while we're, the federal agent thing just struck me, it knocked me off balance. Did you actually hear that one story about the woman who, like, was in a relationship and had kids with a guy after, like, 3 or 4 years, and he was a federal agent,
and then
he just disappeared?
No, that's terrible.
Yeah, like, he was a federal agent, engaged in this relationship, they had kids together,
and
because he was a federal agent, he's not required to pay child support. He was just able to go assume his old identity.
He was just doing his job.
He was just doing his job. Now he goes on and he assumes his old identity and disappears.
Crazy.
The person that he was is now gone.
Let's go to the phones here. More tips, though, on the way. We're about halfway through the list. Let's talk to Bobby. He is in Florida, I believe. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live, listening via TuneIn.
Hello,
how
Bobby.
You guys doing, man?
Hey, Bobby, okay. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, one of my things is texting. Oh, also, I'd like to add that I'm a Tom Likas listener, and he is great on this relationship stuff. He met you guys at the New York Talkers Convention.
Yeah, how did you know that?
Because I'm on Tom's show. I'm on the Gary Gino show a little bit.
Oh, that's cool.
And I love Free Talk Live because I'm a libertarian, and so I listen to your guys' show and I listen to his show, and I like you guys both. And so, but anyways, Tom is great on this relationship stuff. Now that where did he get that from? Salon. A lot of this stuff is kind of garbage. Actually.
Now this is some sort of nerd site, right? Where is this coming?
It's
from?
It's all over, but it's from Lifehacker. And it's from all over.
No, wait, are you saying the advice here has been garbage so far? I mean, I think this is pretty good advice.
Okay. No, listen. If I don't know it's a date, I ain't going. I'm going to make sure that she knows it's a dang date.
Right.
I'm making sure it's a date.
Well, this is advice
Absolutely.
For people who don't know how to go on a first date, right? So
then you listen to Tom Likas.
Well,
Tom
thank
Likas
you for the,
stuff.
The suggestion.
But... Absolutely. So I said,
now, just let's be clear. Hasn't Tom had like 5 wives though?
Tom has
that's
had
a sign of success,
wives,
sir.
Yes, but that's how he was able to know and figure out stuff that, you know, why, you
well,
know.
Well, true. If you don't learn the hard way, then you're probably not going to learn it.
Listen to Tom. I feel like, you know, Tom would be like, why would you ever want to waste your time being friends with a woman?
Right.
You know, like,
that's exactly what he's saying.
You should be having sex with them or not, you know, kick them out. You don't need to waste any time with these women who just want to be friends.
Blow me up, Tom. Yeah, I used to listen to his show years ago, back when he was on radio.
You might not always agree with everything he says, but he's got a lot of good tips and stuff.
I agree with you. His advice generally is good.
Stuff.
I mean,
he's not really a libertarian.
You're not
going to
waste any time with his advice, that's for sure.
He's not really a libertarian, though, right?
He's a libertarian, yes.
I thought he was getting behind like one of the major establishment candidates.
No, he's trying to get Gary Johnson on his show.
Is that right? Okay, well, good. I hope Gary Johnson does appear there. Bobby, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, hour number 2 on the way.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a 3-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. 0937.